We are going to let you hear a conversation we had today with Bill Walichka, and he's written a new book, Happy Has Been. And you may know Bill from a number of different things, one being Much Music, obviously, where he was a VJ and a producer, started as an editor. And certainly he's the uncle of Brett Walichka, who played for the London Knights. But at the same time, he has just written a new book. It's called A Happy Has Been, Exciting Times and Lessons Learned by one of Canada's foremost entertainment journalists. Bill is going to be at Chapters this weekend, and we had a chance to sit down and talk with him about putting this together. And we wanted to talk about a moment that is in the book. Bill points out that a lot of times people will skip to chapter one, and there are a couple of things written, one by a member of the Tragically Hip, and another by Bill himself, talking about where the title of the book comes from. And Bill describes working in Ottawa, and somebody says to him, hey, what's it feel like to be a washed-up has-been? And that, can you imagine hearing that at any point in your life? Because we all get to those points. So that's where we started out our conversation with Bill Walichka.
Well, that's the – I thought it'd be a great title for a book as well. when I was told that, this was back in Ottawa when I was in Ottawa at the CTV affiliate there for about 6 years, I was referred as that, and you know, it hurt a little bit, and I started thinking about it, and you know, with Much Music and Much More Music in the 90s and 2000s, when I left to move to a smaller market and then another small market, to some, I might as well fallen off the face of the earth. You know, where's Bill Walichka? Oh, I remember that name. Yeah. Is he dead? Hey, isn't he the uncle of Brett Walichka, the hockey player? Sorry, a little plug for Brett there from London. But, and then there are some people that have followed my career from day one, and that blows me away. So the title sort of addresses all of them. But the most important part of the title, A Happy Has Been, is a happy part. I'm the happiest now that I've been in years and years.
And we'll talk about how you've been able to get there, because the thing that I think helps us all to identify with this is, as everybody gets to certain points in their lives, we can all go through those feelings, no matter what point of life you are at. You mentioned athletes. Athletes will go through that period maybe earlier than anybody else, because you get into your 30s. And not even to 40, and all of a sudden you're thinking, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do what I love to do, or I'm just not doing it in the same way that I was before. And anybody can get to that point in their career or in other parts of their life. So it really resonates.
And I talk about that in the book. At what point do you realize that you have reached the point where you are happy? And you know, we could be climbing that ladder till the day we die, trying to get to the next level, trying to make more money, trying to move to a bigger market, you know, after Canada, move to the U.S. That was never for me. It was never about, you know, I fell into television. Well, no, I went to school for television. I loved editing, but I fell into the on-air stuff. And to start off in Toronto on a national level, and then work my way down to a smaller market. I did it backwards. Most people start off in a small market and then move to Vancouver or Montreal on a national level. I did it backwards, and I have no problem with that. So I know what's on the other side. I've experienced it. And now it's just about maintaining happiness and being happy where I am. There are a lot of people who don't work in the media anymore, man. And, you know, you and I both know this is a shrinking industry. Thank God you're still out there doing what you do. I know a lot of people who aren't in television or radio or print anymore. We're still doing it. Yeah. You know, that says something, I think.
I hope. We're talking with Bill Walichka, and he's got a book out called A Happy Has Been, Exciting Times and Lessons Learned by one of Canada's foremost entertainment journalists. And that in itself, I mean, Bill, you talk about various times that you were a part of, whether it's, you know, music weeks or whether it is events that are one day, but you're there, you're in this, and it's work, but it's not necessarily work, at least from what we would think. Can you tell us a little bit about that line between my job is a job, but my job is also a whole lot of fun?
I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I think you're referring to sort of the book starts off on a trip to Monaco. And it was my 6th year in a row covering the World Music Awards. And you're there for a week and you're shooting cocktail receptions and rehearsals and the awards and arrival lines and lots of fun downtime, shooting throws for Mutt to send back so they're airing them the next day. And, you know, they're long weeks. Those are long days. But, man, I'm not digging a ditch for a living. I'm not doing physical hard labor. And then you need to slap in the head every now and then when you see how hard other people work and what they contribute to society. Doctors, you know, teachers, first responders, volunteers, people that really contribute in a positive way. And you quickly learn once you accept that and understand that and be fortunate enough to be on some trips to Kenya or Haiti or, you know, places around the world working with World Vision or the UN where you see how people live. And, you know, the biggest problem we have in our lives compares to nothing to what some of these people deal with on a daily basis. You need to be, like I said, slapped in the head every now and then with experiences like that to realize we in North America have it great. We in Canada have it amazing. If you have a full-time job and you're healthy, then, you know, you should be grateful and happy. And I realized that a long, long time ago, and which is why I never really wanted to pursue a career in the U.S. or, you know, take things further than I have. I just want to be happy doing what I've done and what I went to school for, which is radio and television. And, you know, that's just one of the things that I learned. And, you know, I allude to life lessons I learned in the title. And the other thing is, yeah, you know, music saved my life. I love music. I still listen to music before I go to bed. And when I wake up, it's been a friend on long drives. It's been a friend in very dark moments. Music I'm talking about. And, you know, and I understand when people put celebrities or musicians up on a pedestal. You know, we put Beyonce up on a pedestal or Kim Kardashian. We love reading about them and watching them. And I realized a long time ago, we put the wrong people up on pedestals. You know, like I said, doctors, teachers, volunteers, these are the people in our regular lives we should be putting up on pedestals. And tell people every day that you appreciate them. Tell them that you love them. Don't wait until they're dead. You know, I tell my friends all the time that I love them. And I think it's little things like that it's little life lessons like that that are important to a happier life. Show gratitude to people. And I talk about that in the book. Yeah, there's some stories about Mick Jagger, Madonna, and David Bowie. Those were fun times, but there's also a little bit of a serious bent in the book. Now, I didn't want this to be the ramblings of some old guy writing a book saying, let me tell you about the time that I interviewed David Bowie. No, it's not that. There's a little bit more meat to it than that. And thanks for touching on that.
Bill Walichka, our guest. Bill has written a book called A Happy Has-Been. Bill is going to be at Chapters on Saturday. We are talking with Bill Walichka. Bill will be at Indigo Chapters in the North End, 86 Fanshawe Park Road East on Saturday from 5 until 9 o'clock. And we were talking with Bill about the book that he has written, and it's called A Happy Has-Been by Bill Walichka. But it points to a time when Bill says he found happiness. So we asked Bill how he knew he had found happiness.
Oh, really good question. When I stopped worrying, when I stopped thinking about what's the next level and being diagnosed with depression, realizing antidepressants is something that's going to be part of my life forever, just like a vitamin is. And without it, yeah, that dark cloud comes to visit with antidepressants, a daily pill that I take. It's night and day. And I've talked enough people through it where I realize, you know, I'm not a doctor. I can't prescribe medication. But I know what works for me, and this is what works for me. And once you accept that and you realize, you know, there is a bit of a stigma attached to mental health, once you get over that and find a way out of that dark tunnel, life improves and you can deal with things a lot better. You have a better outlook on things. The future is a little brighter. But also realizing, to answer your question, that probably when I left Much More Music and took a morning show job for the newly branded City TV in Edmonton, I knew I was moving away from a major market. I knew I was going to a more of a local market, a smaller market. And I thought, you know what? I don't care. I've done everything I could for one, but I love the idea of learning weather anchoring or interviewing a home reno expert from the local Home Depot to talk about how to stain a deck, you know, as opposed to interviewing Madonna or whoever. These people have something to say. These people have a message, just like rock stars do. And that was a nice little realization that I had that helped me get through things. For sure. One of the other things I talk about in the book too is everyone has a story. Stubbs, you have a story. Everyone has a story. And how fortunate and lucky and blessed am I, and humbled by the fact that I can put out a book and have people be interested. For years, I've heard, you should write a book, you should write a book. And it would go in one ear and out the other. And then I thought, okay, I'll just start writing one day and see where it takes me. And one day I looked down and thought, okay, I think this is a book. I don't know. I added to it, massaged it, added to it, and it's here. And the reception has been incredible. So many beautiful comments from so many beautiful people.
Well, that's amazing. We're talking with Bill Walichka, and the book is called A Happy Has Been, and it's got the stories of touring with Blue Rodeo and hanging out with Robert Smith of The Cure, and it's got all of those. Interesting to hear you mention, you know, talking to rock stars is one thing, but we've all got that story. When we look at celebrity, you always think, okay, you know, that would be the coolest interview. Where would you put, you know, interviews that you've done on just everyday things alongside some of those interviews you've done with, whether it's Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon or whoever it might be? How do they match up? Are they the same thing in any way?
You realize a long time ago that everyone's got a message. Everyone's got something to say. And basically all my job has ever been for over 35 years is just being a conduit to the audience and the interview subject. I'm there to get stuff out of them so that the audience has something to listen to or something to learn. Something maybe in your own community that you might need to know about, a certain charity benefit, an organization that is willing to, you know, make a difference. I'm just basically there to tell and share someone's story. That's all I've ever done. That's all I continue to do, basically. And, you know, whether the subject is selling albums or offering a night out at a charity gala and where that money is going to go, it's the same thing. You know, it's messaging that I am helping get across, and what a fortunate position to be in.
Well, Bill, thank you for sharing your story. Thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Good luck with everything. Again, the book is called A Happy Has Been, and Bill Walichka has been our guest. Bill, thanks.
And coming to London, Saturday, April 13th.
So tell us a little bit about that, where you're going to be and what time we can see you.
Oh, it'll be at the Chapters from 5 to 9 p.m. And, of course, spending time with family in London following that before I get back out on the road for more of the book tour. But so stoked to be coming to London.
Great stuff. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, bud. I appreciate it.
That is Bill Walichka. He'll be at Indigo Chapters, 86 Fanshawe Park Road East. So that is up in the North End from 5 to 9 on Saturday, April the 13th, if you want to pop by. And the book is called A Happy Has Been by Bill Walichka. Exciting times and lessons learned by one of Canada's foremost entertainment journalists. And we all want to find that happiness. You all want to find a way to say, yeah, I've reached it. I've got it. And I think we can relate to the book for that reason, all of us.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.